Eid al-Ghadir Mubarak to you all on Islam's great Eid of Ghadir. So, we're going to break down this great Eid into five easy to ask questions. Number one, what all happened in Ghadir? Number two, what is the sermon of Ghadir? Number three, what is the tradition of Ghadir? Number four, what Quranic verses were revealed surrounding the event of Ghadir? And last but not least, question number five, which is extra special, so don't touch that dial. Now, I know that's a lot of questions, but it's going to be fun, hopefully. Oh, and not at all complicated, because I'm just a kid, you know? So, let's get answering. Question number one, what all happened in the event of Ghadir? So, the event of Ghadir is one of the most important events in the history of Islam. This event occurred after the last Hajj of the Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings upon him, which is known as Hajjatul Wida. Interestingly, it was not only the last Hajj of the Holy Prophet, but it was also his first. Interesting. Figure that out. So after completing the rituals of Hajj, the Muslims were exiting the holy city of Mecca and starting the journey back home. On the 18th of Zulhijjah, the Hajj caravan arrived at a place called Ghadir Khum. It is between the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, and it's also where different routes separate from one another. And it is here in Ghadir Khum that the event of Ghadir took place. And it is in the event of Ghadir that the Holy Prophet introduced Imam Ali as his successor. Amongst the most famous works of the event of Ghadir is
Al-Ghadir fil Kitab wal Sunnah wal Adab by Allama Amini.
In the event of Ghadir, after a long ceremony, which we'll talk about later, the Prophet had a tent made so that people would come and pay allegiance to Imam Ali. It is here where both men and women paid allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Can you guess how the women paid allegiance to him? Well, that's not one of our questions. So there are various numbers thrown around about how many people were actually present in the event of Ghadir. Numbers mentioned include 10,000, 12,000, 17,000, 70,000, and even 120,000. That's a lot of people. So moving on to question number two, what exactly is the Sermon of Ghadir? So the Sermon of Ghadir is actually a speech that was delivered by the Holy Prophet. In this speech, the Holy Prophet talked about a lot of things. It is actually said to be the longest sermon of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And interestingly, many Shia and Sunni scholars have narrated this speech. In the event of Ghadir, on the 18th of Zulhijjah, after performing the noon prayers, the Prophet gave the famous Sermon of Ghadir. That was a long sentence. Some of the things that were in the famous Sermon of Ghadir are the praise of Allah, a description of Allah's attributes, mentioning Allah's order of an important announcement, the levels of Imam Ali's knowledge and merits, what would happen if somebody denied the wilayah of Imam Ali, repeating Hadith al-Thaqalain, emphasizing the succession and caliphate of Imam Ali, announcing the perfection of religion, mentioning the mischief of hypocrites, ordering the audience to deliver the message to others, asking the people to be the friends of the Ahlul Bayt and the enemies of their enemies, prohibiting people from following false imams, mentioning the imamat of Imam al-Mahdi, and saying the historical statement, whoever I am his master, then Adis Ali is his master. MashaAllah, that's a lot of things the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, talked about. Weird how the Muslims forgot all of that. So, moving on to question number three. What is the tradition of Ghadir? So the tradition of Ghadir in Arabic is known as Hadithul Ghadir. So the tradition of Ghadir is part of the Sermon of Ghadir, which we just talked about in question number two. And what exactly is the tradition of Ghadir? Well, it's Man kuntu mawla fahaza aliyum mawla. And in English, whoever I am his master, then this Ali is his master. What is really interesting is that this tradition of Ghadir has been narrated by 110 companions of the Prophet and 84 followers. So it can be easily said that this tradition is mutawatir. So many scholars believe the tradition of Ghadir to be hasan and some believe it to be sahih. So all in all, it's in the green. And there are many Shia scholars who have narrated the tradition of Ghadir, such as
Sheikh Kulaini, Sheikh Saduq, Sheikh Mufid, and Sharif al-Murtada.
Do you remember the famous work by Allama Amini with the really long title that we talked about? Well, did you know it consists of 11 volumes? And did you know it's collected all the references of the tradition of Ghadir and the Sermon of Ghadir? And that too from Sunni sources? So moving on to question number four, and we're almost done. What verses were revealed surrounding the event of Ghadir? The first verse is known as the verse of Ikmal, the third verse of the fifth chapter, of the Holy Quran. It says, "Today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have completed my blessings upon you, and I have approved Islam as your religion." And in the Arabic, "Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa razitu lakum al-islam dina." The second is known as the verse of Tabligh, and it is the same chapter, verse number 67. "O Apostle, communicate that which has been sent down to you from your Lord, and if you do not, you will not have communicated his message, and Allah shall protect you from the people." And in Arabic, "Ya ayyuhar rasulu balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata." And another verse that was revealed surrounding the event of Ghadir is verse number 1 and 2 of chapter 70. And it says, "An asker asked for a punishment bound to befall, which none can avert from the faithless." So there's a lot of interesting information about these verses in the Tafasir, but you'll have to go check them out yourself. But I'll guide you in the right direction. Allama Tabatabai's Al-Mizan is a great source. And last but not least, question number 5. And well, surprise, an Eid Ghadir Mubarak. There is no question number 5. Yeah, I know, everyone loves a freebie. So you can go on and continue with your special lives wherever you are. Oh, and one last thing. Well, two actually. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "The day of Ghadir Khum is a great Eid of Allah." And Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, himself has said,
"The day of Ghadir Khum is the greatest Eid of my people, and that is the day when Allah perfected religion and completed his blessings upon my people and approved Islam as their religion."
So, just like that, fun and totally uncomplicated, now you know 4 special points about Islam's great Eid, Eid of Ghadir, wherever you are.